And now the KWGS local news in 531. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will step up its release of water from Keystone Dam to 85,000 cubic feet per second this morning. That is because of recent heavy rains upstream. At that rate, Corps spokesman Brandon Parrish says the Arkansas River will stay within its banks.
The channel capacity on the Arkansas River below Keystone Dam is 100,000 cubic feet per second. That gives us 15,000 cubic feet of water per second that the river channel should be able to hold.
Sandbags were filled just in case over the weekend. This morning, the lake is 24 feet above normal. Tulsa police believe Friday night's shooting rampage actually started in a neighborhood near 51st and South Peoria. It then spilled over to the Bel Air Shopping Center, where two people were shot. Police shot and killed the suspected gunman in the middle of I-44 Friday evening, with the gun still in his hand. Two people are found dead after a prior house fire. The state fire marshal and the OSBI have taken over the lead in that investigation. OU President James Galgley is resigning. He submitted his letter of resignation yesterday. Caroline Halter this morning reports it is tied to the investigation into former OU president David Boren.
Galgley said, quote, "The Jones Day law firm was hired to conduct an independent and unbiased expert investigation and issue a report, which the firm has now done. The process also allows for an appeal of findings. The university president is normally a part of that appeals process, but Galgley said he won't serve in that role. He says he'll retire once the university has a transition plan in place. I'm Caroline Halter.
Where is Patricia Lawson? The Creek County woman is the subject of a silver alert this morning. The 53-year-old woman and her black 2012 Hyundai Accent are missing. The car tag is AQV032. Our weather forecast, sunshine and nice today, a high of 72. There is about a 30% chance of rain tonight, down to 52 for a low, and any rain comes to an end tomorrow with a high of 76. Right now in Tulsa, it is fair and 51. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.